The three children looked at one another and sighed. Count Olaf had been the first guardian Mr. Poe had found for the orphans, and he was a person as shady as Dark Avenue. He had one long eyebrow, a tattoo of an eye on his ankle, and two filthy hands that he hoped to use to snatch away the Baudelaire fortune that the orphans would inherit as soon as Violet came of age. The children had convinced Mr. Poe to remove them from Olaf's care, but since then the Count had pursued them with a dogged determination, a phrase which here means everywhere they went, thinking up treacherous schemes and wearing disguises to try to fool the three children. "It's hard not to worry about Olaf," Klaus said, taking off his glasses to see if it was easier to look around the gloom without them. "Because he has our compatriots in his clutches." Although Klaus, the middle Baudelaire, was only 12, he had read so many books that he frequently used words like compatriots, which is a fancy word for friends. Klaus was referring to the Quagmire triplets, whom the Baudelaires had met while they were attending boarding school. Duncan Quagmire was a reporter, and was always writing down useful information in his notebook. Isadora Quagmire was a poet, and used her notebook to write poetry. The third triplet, Quigley, had died in a fire before the Baudelaire orphans had the opportunity to meet him, but the Baudelaires were certain that he would have been as good a friend as his siblings. Like the Baudelaires, the Quagmires were orphans, having lost their parents in the same fire that claimed their brother's life, and also, like the Baudelaires, the Quagmires had been left an enormous fortune, in the form of the famous Quagmire sapphires, which were very rare and valuable jewels. But unlike the Baudelaires, they had not been able to escape Count Olaf's clutches. Just when the Quagmires had learned some terrible secret about Olaf, he had snatched them away, and since then the Baudelaires had been so worried that they had scarcely slept a wink. Whenever they closed their eyes, they saw only the long black car that had whisked the Quagmires away, and they heard only the sound of their friends shrieking one fragment of the dreadful secret they had learnt. "V.F.D.!" Duncan had screamed just before the car raced away, and the Baudelaires tossed and turned and worried for their friends, and wondered what in the world V.F.D. could stand for.
"You don't have to worry about the Quagmires either," Mr. Poe said confidently. "At least not for much longer. I don't know if you happen to read the Mulctuary Money Management newsletter, but I have some very good news about your friends."
"Careful?"
Sonny asked. Sonny was the youngest Baudelaire orphan, and the smallest, too. She was scarcely larger than a salami. This size was usual for her age, but she had four teeth that were larger and sharper than those of any other baby I have ever seen. Despite the maturity of her mouth, however, Sonny usually talked in a way most people found difficult to understand. By gavu, for instance, she meant something along the lines of, "The Quagmires have been found and rescued?" And Violet was quick to translate, so that Mr. Poe would understand.
"Better than that," Mr. Poe said. "I have been promoted. I am now the bank's vice president in charge of orphan affairs. That means that I am in charge not only of your situation, but the Quagmire situation as well. I promise you that I will concentrate a great deal of my energy on finding the Quagmires and returning them to safety, or my name isn't..."
Here Mr. Poe interrupted himself to cough once more into his handkerchief, and the Baudelaires waited patiently until he finished.
"Poe! Now, as soon as I drop you off here, I'm taking a 3-week helicopter ride to a mountain peak, where the Quagmires may have been spotted. It will be very difficult to reach me during that time, as the helicopter has no phone, but I will call you as soon as I get back with your young pals. Now, can you see the number on this building? It's hard for me to tell if we're at the right place."
"I think it says 667, Klaus said, squinting in the dim green light.
"Then we're here," Mr. Poe said. Mr. and Mrs. Squalor live in the penthouse apartment of 667 Dark Avenue. I think the door is here.
No, it's over here,
said a high, scratchy voice out of the darkness. The Baudelaires jumped a little in surprise, and turned to see a man wearing a hat with a wide brim and a coat that was much too big for him. The coat sleeves hung over his hands, covering them completely, and the brim of his hat covered most of his face. He was so difficult to see that it was no wonder that the children hadn't spotted him earlier.
"Most of our visitors find it hard to spot the door,"
the man said.
"That's why they hired a doorman."
"Well, I'm glad they did," Mr. Poe said. "My name is Poe, and I have an appointment with Mr. and Mrs. Squalor to drop off their new children."